Okay. So the Gemara, the next piece of Gemara is, I guess, particularly exciting because it brings us right back to Hezekiah, where we were comfortable for quite a while, and then we moved in other directions. But now the Gemara brings us back. And different details are going to emerge, but we have to keep in mind some of the yesodos that we had before, and we're trying to figure out. From the questions that people asked this morning, it seems clear that people understood what the Gemara was saying, but they really just questions in terms of Havana, trying to make sense out of it, which are good kinds of questions. So we'll try to work through those together. So the Gemara in the middle of Vav and Beis, not really the middle, it's like, 12 or 13 lines down from the top of the page. Amar Abaye. Says Abaye. Shnei batim b'shnei tzidei rishus harabim ze'o sema'aka l'chatzi gago v'ze'o sema'aka l'chatzi gago ze shelo k'neged ze u'ma'adif. Okay. So what is the din of Abaye? Says Abaye, if you have two houses on two sides of the rishus harabim, so they are, that means there's a Rishus HaRabim passing in between them. So what's the minimal size of a Rishus HaRabim between them? From Hilchos Shabbos, is 16 Amos. So there's a pretty big distance between the houses. So we have a house over here, a house over here, and this large thoroughfare, which is Rishus HaRabim, which passes through the middle. Now, it's possible that the houses are here and here, even further apart. But let's assume that they're as close together as we can imagine within what Abaye told us. Abaye told us that there is a Rishus HaRabim in the middle, and we know what the minimum size is for a Rishus HaRabim. So if I have a house over here and a house over here on two different sides of Rishus HaRabim, then each one, Zeh Oseh Ma'akeh L'chatzi Gago, V'Zeh Oseh Ma'akeh L'chatzi Gago, Zeh Shelo K'neged Zeh U'Ma'adif. So each one has to make a Ma'akeh. Now, Ma'akeh is a little bit of a loaded term, right? And we'll have to see that as we go through. There is a halacha of making a ma'akeh on a roof, but that is not going to be the same as the details of a ma'akeh, which is going to need to prevent some sort of vision, which seems to be what we're talking about. How do we know that? Well, first of all, Abaye doesn't have to tell us that each one has to make a ma'akeh. If there's a chiyuv to make a ma'akeh, then there's a chiyuv to make a ma'akeh. Those halachos are elsewhere in Shas. Right, to make sure that somebody's not going to fall. Furthermore, if it was for a makkah, then each one would have to do the entire thing. What does a bayis say they need to do? They each zeusah on chatzi gago. So each one has to do half of his roof. Zeshelo keneged ze. Right, so this guy also has to do half of his roof, but he has to do the other half of his roof. This is going up, obviously. Right? So I can't draw that, but is it going up? But if it's only 50-50, so then there may be this spot in between where you can see, I guess, go head on. So therefore, you need uma'adif. Each one needs to build a little more than half. So it's really a continuation of the wall. I'm just trying to highlight that there is this ha'adafa, as we call it. There is this overlap. What's going on here? What's going on here? Why do they have to build? So let's see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi. Zeh Shelo Keneged Zeh. Zeh Sosim Gago Letzad Tzafon. V'zeh Letzad Darom. Each one seals his roof. One from the north, one from the south. We'll pretend that's north and south. Umadif Moshe Hamaake Yosef Mechati Agag. You extend it a little bit past health. Kedei Sheyeh B'miktzas, so that a little bit would connect it to the muscle Shozeh, and that the little bit of the extension will correspond to the other person's wall. There'll be overlap between the walls. And therefore you will not be able to see directly into the roof of the other person. Okay. So Rashi has now told us several things. First of all, he's told us, and again it's not so surprising, but he made very clear to us what the topic is. The topic is Re'iyah. So we know there is a concept of Hezek Re'iyah. Now Hezek Re'iyah, until now, has meant a joint obligation to build a wall. And they each have to give the property. Now why isn't that the solution here? Because they're not right next to each other, right? It's impossible. They can't build one wall together in the middle of their two properties because there's a Rosh Hasharabim passing through the middle. So that solution does not exist. So the question though is, okay, so what is the solution? So says Abaye, each one has to build half of the wall. It sounds like the same halacha of Hezek Re'iyah. Right? Each one needs to participate halfway. Just what half looks like under such a scenario is different than what half has looked like until now. Right? How much is this ha'adafa? So the Gemara doesn't tell us. Like, how much extra do you have to build? Rashi told us that it has to be enough that you can't see behedya. What does that mean? So it sounds like we're just trying to make sure you can't see straight in easily. If you go further over here, and it's an angle over here, there are ways that you could possibly see in. So what may be the response? Ein achanami. Meaning it could be that this does not remove it 100%. You can also, when you build a Hezek Re'iyah wall between two chatzeros, you can also put a ladder or chair next to your wall and stand in and look into the other person's chatzer. Meaning there's never going to be a solution that is 100% perfect. So that might not be what we are striving for in terms of what the obligation is to build. So some of the Rishonim pointed out explicitly. Right, it's the Ravid here quoted in the Shita. The Ravid Alikshah Nosa Dabai, the Hechnit Solim Bekach, may has a Gria. How is this solution of the Ha'adafa, how is that solving the Hezek Re'iyah problem? The Kishayam Utzeh Chutz B'Mechitzaso, when he stands out, when this guy stands outside of his wall, Ya'ake Nesrosho, he's going to twist his head, V'yir V'chatzi Gago Shechavero, and then he's going to be able to see into this part of his friend's Chatzer. V'tirates, and he answers, since it's going to require a shtickle gymnastics, right, to be able to see in, you got to stretch, you got to lean over. You're still on a roof. He's going to be scared, he's going to be concerned that he may fall, and therefore he's not going to do it. Which sounds like, right? Sounds like the Rebbe is saying something a little bit different than what I was saying before in Rashi. Rashi was saying that it's enough to just get rid of the regular line of vision and to make it difficult. Why? Because once you make it difficult, that doesn't mean that it's impossible. But once you make it difficult, that's not the takana anymore. The Rabbi makes it sound like, no, we want to make sure that you're not going to deal with it. Aye, it's possible. We have no chashash that he's going to be, that he's going to be moser nefesh to peek onto your God. And since it's dangerous to be standing on the edge and then going sideways and upside down and right side up, but it's not going to happen. Oh, and that might be consistent. The next thing the Rabbi says in the Shita, Aval Rabbi Bezna Pirish Madib actually Yeru Zez Zeklau. Quotes the Shita Lano Dolami. So it goes from a Ravid, it might not be the same Ravid, but it would be consistent, which is that the Hadafa depends on the circumstance. And the Hadafa is needed to make sure that you really can't see. And you have to take the angles, and you have to take the width and the distance. All of those are factors, and that's what you need to do. But he says, which is interesting also, but don't think you read Rashi wrong. Rashi does sound like it's just a little bit. So it would be a machlokes rishonim, how much you need to have in terms of this ha'adafa. Rashi sounds like all that's necessary, all that Chazal required, were enough to make it difficult. And this Ravid seems to understand, no, it's more than that. It's more than that. We want to make it closer to impossible. Okay. Good. So what is this, what's this halacha about? So says Tosfos, Vishnei tzidei rishus harabim. Tosfos asks an obvious question without asking it. Right? He implies an obvious question. Omer Ridavka Bishnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim She'enu Echad Margish B'Chaveiro Kishe'ole B'Gago She'yizahir Mimenu Yidamina B'Samach Ava Ben Gag L'Gag Lo. So Tosfos says there's a Gemara in the coming lines. It's in the second fat line of the Gemara here. Right? Or in Gag L'Gag Lo. There is no Hezekriya between Gagin. There is no Hezekriya between Gagin, between roofs. And that will explain a lot of things. That will explain our Mishnah. We didn't talk about Gagin. We spoke a little bit about from the Gag, looking in from the Gag to the Chatzer. We spoke that issue, but between Gag L'Gag, the Mishnah didn't talk about it. We talked about Chatzer, we talked about Pikos, we talked about Ginos. We didn't talk about Ben Gag L'Gag. Why not? Because Ben Gag L'Gag, there is no Hezekriya. That's a Gemara later on. Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, why is there no Hezekriya between groups?
Good. So we're going to ask one more question in order to understand that question. Right? So if it's true that Ben Gag L'Gag, there's no Hezekriya, we don't yet know why, then why is there... why is Abaye saying that B'Shnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is going to be a problem? By understanding why it's a problem here, that will help us understand why Ben Gag L'Gag Lo. But that's the contrast. That's the question that's asked by most of Rishonim. Tosfos does not ask it explicitly, because that's just the derech of Tosfos sometimes. But you see that that's obviously what Tosfos is bothered by. It's obviously what Tosfos is bothered by. Other Rishonim ask it more explicitly. Look at the Rashbo, the Rimagash. Right, they start off at Ika LeMeidak. What's this talking about? Harminu LeKaman Rav Nachman Rishmo Gaga Samu LeChatzir Chavero Os LeMaku Gavodal Ramos Ava Ben Gag LeGag Lo Ama Ein LeGag Nishem Hezekriya. That was from the Rashbo, the Rimagash at the bottom of the previous page. Pages. Anyway, he didn't come on Ava Ben Gag Ben Gag Ben Gag Lo Nishem LeGag Nishem Hezekriya. Blank. Right? So there is this Gemara that's telling us being Gag L'Gag not, and it's not going to be surprising. Because, again, it wasn't listed in the Mishnah. So the Tosfos here is saying that the Gemara is therefore B'Diktuk. The Abaye is saying that Abaye is not a stira to the Gemara later on. Abaye doesn't disagree with Rav Nachman Amr Shmuel and say that Gagin do have Hezekriya. He's saying that the reason that Gagin don't have Ezek Re'iyah does not apply when you have Gagin B'Shei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. And the question is why? The question is why? That is the key question in terms of understanding this Din of Abaye. Right? If you have house here and house here, right? Now this is an aerial view of our house, right? So now we're looking at the Gog and the Gog. And now there's one Amma in between. They're right next to each other. I don't have to build the wall between the two Gogim. I don't have to build the wall between the two Gogim. That's what Nachman Rishon says. Why not? Because there's no Hezek Re'iyah. So the question is, why here do we say that there's no Hezek Re'iyah? And over here, we're saying that there is Hezek Re'iyah. That is the implied question in Tosos and most of the Rishonim over here. We have to distinguish between this case and between that case. With the irony being that until now, we've been assuming the closer you are to something, the worse the Hezek Re'iyah is going to be. Right? When it came to the Chatzer, right? Who are we concerned about when you had a Chatzer? When you have Chatzer, Reuven, and Chatzer Shimon, that's when we had Hezek Re'iyah concern. But we were not so concerned about, Chatzer Levi, which is over here, and there's some sort of space in between. So somehow, the halacha that we had until now, that it's when you have the two chatzeros next to each other, you're going to have to turn that to Re'iyah. Now when it comes to Gagin, it's either flipped on its head, or Abaye is going to be against him, Nachman or Shimon. Abaye is going to say that Yesh B'Gagin Mishim Hezek Re'iyah. So Tosfos says, okay, that's the kasha. So that's the kasha that the Rimagash asks. That's the kasha that the Rashba asks, right? The kasha that many are asking. So the question is, what is the answer to that question? What's the answer to that question? So Toso says, Omri davka b'shei tzidei rishus harabim. It is only in this case. Meaning there's no stira, there's no conflict between Abaye and Rav Nachman or Shmuel. She'enach and margish b'chaver k'shola b'gago she'yizaher mimenu. Because you can't tell when somebody is there in order to protect oneself. Right? This is a scar that we had already. Right, was it on Daf Beis or Daf Gimel? We had such a svara about knowing, right, at the bottom of Beis and Beis, right, the Baal HaChatzer and the Baal HaGag, part of the taina that the Baal HaChatzer had was that I don't know when you're going to be up there in order to protect myself. So apparently, what do we see? What do we see? And then we'll take questions if it's still not clear. When it comes to Gagim that are next to each other, so a Gag is different than a Chatzer. A Gog is different than a Chatzer in two ways. A is that it's not used as frequently. Right? You don't go up to your Gog and use it the same way. It's a tircha. It's a whole to-do to go up to the roof. You don't use it as frequently as a Chatzer. And you don't use it in the same private ways. And those two points might be connected. Oh. So now, the only concern is that you're going to lose out on your usage, or you're going to be damaged by me looking at you again back in our original Chakira about what the nature of Hezek Re'iyah is. So those concerns are not concerns when it comes to a Gog that's next to each other. Why? Because I see when you're there. And it doesn't greatly impact the value of my Gog because you're not there that much. So when you're there, I can protect yourself. When you're not there, I can do what I want to do. And it doesn't have a major impact on anything. Oh, but when you have Gagim that are far apart, and it's easy to see in from one to the other, but I can't necessarily, whether it's, Aiden was saying it's the sound, I can't tell that you're there, whatever the reason is. Either it's because I don't hear you opening up the door to your roof, I can't hear you talking, it's far enough, it's 16 almost apart, I can't protect myself. And therefore, in that situation, there still is going to be a hezek re'iyah on the roof. There still is going to be hezek re'iyah on the roof. Good?
Is he trying to say that because you're so far apart, it seems to be saying that because you can't know who to protect yourself from. Is that because the people in Shitzurabim?
No, now we're only talking about the Gog people. Shitzurabim is just the Hechi Tumtz of creating distance. Right.
And the distance prevents from...
Right. The distance prevents me from being able to tell. You know, we're not expected every time I'm going to go up to my roof, I'm going to take out my binoculars to look onto your roof to see if you're there, and using binoculars to cut to my roof. As they fight, we're not expecting, and maybe we're not even encouraging. No, we're not interested in that. So that's what we're trying to prevent from. So again, according to Tosfos, the difference between the two cases is my ability to tell if the person is there or not. But if the person is not there, if the person can't protect himself from it and won't be able to use it, then there is hezek re'iyah, even on a roof. Good? Oh. The Rimagash and others disagree, though. Says the Rimagash. And this that we're going to say later on. Ava ben gag. Ava ben gag. Ben gag. Oh, that between, you don't have to build a wall between roofs. Dishamas mina de gag and ain bohem ishum hezek re'iyah. And that we see that the gagin have no hezek re'iyah. Hasim begagin she'ena suyin ledira. The hacha begagin hasuyin ledira. Says the Rimagash, it's not a question of distance between roofs, it's a question between types of roofs. And there's a different type. There is a roof. You know, sometimes people put, you know, a swimming pool and a old garden and whatever zachen on top of the roof. And it's a thing. And the roof is chashuv. And they use it. And they basically use the roof like a chatzar. Oh, so when Reb Nachman and Shmuel said that there's no gagin, that's talking about a situation in which there is no, in which it's a, what do we call it, a normal roof? Or we'll call it a roof where we know that there is no usage, living usage of it. But the case of Abai, when there is a problem, that's talking about a roof where there's going to be a situation. Aye. What's the obvious kasha?
Does it? Rosh
Hashanah have to do anything? Excellent. The alti tama, don't ask that by love. Remember the gagan I seen dear near Shum as a griyo, dasalash minon. You're going to say, what are you going to do with Abaye? Doesn't seem like Abaye's chiddush is about the type of roof, right? It sounds like it's talking about the space between the roofs. El ha'asa lashin adeich adik azagriya takantayu v'sheyeze osemakil chatzigagum zemakil chatzigagum madiv. He suggests the following answer. He suggests that you're right. That's not the pashas of what Abaye sounds like. But I'll tell you that wasn't really Abaye's concern. What Abaye was trying to be mechadish was the following: is when I have hezek re'iyah with roofs, how do I fix it? Why do I have the hezek re'iyah? That's not really his concern. But in a situation, so one possibility might be, if they're next to each other, but the type of roof is that it's a suyin ledira. Another possibility I'd say is that they're further apart. I don't know, there might be multiple reasons why the roof is being used. But the thrust of what's bothering, or what our body wants to accomplish, is to solve the problem. Why? Because I might have thought, as we'll see in the continuation of the Gemara, that maybe one should have to force the other. Maybe one should have to force the other to build a roof. We've never seen we'll call it now, you know, a 51% roof, wall, built by each party as being, on opposite sides, being a solution to Hezekiah. That is Abaye's focus. Now, obviously, that's not a very strong answer. Is that what you're going to say? Not a very strong answer. But
his answer has nothing to do with anything that he's made that one up.
Well, again, to his credit, he's bothered by Akash. I mean, we all have to address the question. Right? The question is do we really want to say that Abaye is going to be against this Gemara that there is no Hezekiah by Gog? So Tosfos wanted to be Mechadesh, that there is more Hezekiah when you are further away. What's bothering the Rimagash about that? What's bothering the Rimagash about that? He doesn't say it. He doesn't say it. But presumably, what's bothering the Rimagash about that? Presumably, what's bothering him is that the klal seems to be that roofs aren't used. That was what we talked about earlier also. So if roofs aren't used, okay, so they're a little further apart and you can't tell. But to mandate such a roof when a wall when roofs aren't really a makom that is used significantly, that's not so convincing for the Rimagash either.
His answer doesn't answer the fact that a bias seems to be saying no, we do because we in Rosh Hashanah we do put on fences. His question, his answer is not. Bias answer. They're two different answers, and now he just comes off.
Well,
with his problem not being solved because a bias thinks otherwise. He paskins that you do put up a fence, even though you don't use it that much.
Right. So what? I think what he would respond. Yeah, I'm not sure. I think what he would respond is that there are chidushim in terms of the hemshech of the Gemara that do come out from Abaye setting up the case this way. So you're right in terms of what we would call the main thrust of Abaye's chiddush. It didn't require rishus harabim. It really just required the type of roof. He says it's how it's used. Others say that it's actually whether it's a flat roof versus a sloped roof, which makes a lot of sense also, right? If our roofs, the way we commonly have them, you can't use them. That would be abnormal for somebody to go up in such a dangerous way to use their roof. It's the same reason that we don't have a makkah around our roofs. Nobody goes up to the roof. So, whichever one of those answers it is, it could be there's another reason why Abaye was saying Rishus Harabim, but it's not the thrust of what he wanted to say. Right, that's how the Rashba says. The Rashba says, Yeshua to Abaye begagin shavin, shiruyin the tashmish. And Abaye is on a flat roof, udishmo be mishupoyin, she'inan on the tashmish. And Nachman Amar Shmuel is talking about when the roof is slanted and therefore is not going to commonly be used. The Ran says it's whether the Gog is Makura or not. Is there some sort of covering on the roof? If you have some sort of covering, if you have a roof on the roof, right, then you're more likely that you're going to use it for something. But if it's true No, let's leave that question for later. Fine. Now, interestingly, the Yad Ramah does say, right, why is it that each have to build half? Why is it that each have to build half? So he just spells it out. Again, I don't think it's any major chidushim, but I think he just clarifies in the points that we just said. My time, Rishim Tarvayu Mazki Adadi, because they're both contributing to the damage. V'yavu Smichi V'hadadi, if they were right next to each other, then it would be like a chatzer. It would be like a chatzer. And you would have to build it in the middle. But now that they're separate and you can't, there's no one person that you can blame more than the other. And you can't force one over the other because it's going to just cause a loss. This one has to make it the Salik Hezek Yosem Chavir. This one has to make it the Salik Hezek Yosem Chavir. Obviously, they can't correspond to one another. Fine. Okay. That's the first line of advice. Is that a little clearer now? Yeah? Oh. So says the Gemara. So Omar by Shnei Batim, Shnei Sidim, Shizu Rabbi Zosu Makal Chatzigago, Zosu Zosu Makal Chatzigago, Zosu Zosu Makal Chatzigago, Zosu Zosu Frek the Gemara. My year, you're Bishisa Rabbim. Afilu Bishisa Yachid Nami. Oh. Now, again, according to the Magash, so that would be exactly the kasha that Reuven was asking, right? Why is it that we're focusing on the Rishus Rabbim? According to everybody else, they'll also say, but why Davka Rishus Rabbim? Even if you're going to say that you need a hefsek, you need some sort of distance between them because it's about not being able to be margish when the other person is there. What's the, it's a Xeris HaKasov that it has to be Davka, the sheer of Rishus Rabbim? Doesn't seem like it. So the same thing should be true when it comes to a Rishus HaYachid as well. So says the Gemara. Rishus HaRabim it's Tirichle. No, there's a Chiddush, unique Chiddush to Rishus HaRabim. Mahu, the same I might have thought, the same name, Malay, you could say to him, Sof Sof HaKabois Leitz Tenue Mibnei Rishus HaRabim Kamash Malan. We'll see what all the kamashmas are in a second. What's the havam, you know? Good said, you have to protect yourself anyway from the Rishus HaRabim. Protect yourself anyway from the Rishus HaRabim. So what? So what? Meaning... you have to.
I can be mostly on my own protection, but you are going to put up a full wall anyways to protect from Rishus HaRabim. It's going to make me put up half a fence.
Let's again. You have two guys. You have one guy here and one guy here. So the Rishus HaRabim has lots of. Right? There are lots of people in the Rishus HaRabim. And these people can still see up. They can still see up. Maybe not as much as the Gemara was saying, but they can still see up. So I might have thought, if it's a Rishus HaYachid, there aren't so many people there. But if it's a Rishus HaRabim, then maybe one guy say, another guy, listen, you have to put up some sort of fence in order to protect yourself from the Rishus HaRabim. So why should I have to help you? So why should I have to help you? It's an interesting taina, right? Because again, what were the reasons that we said for Hezekiah? Right now there's Hezekiah between these two guys, right? From roof to roof. And the guy here wants to say, well, you have to put yourself up anyway to protect from there. So now, if Hezekiah is about making sure that you can use the space for your private activities, so then I can probably tell you, okay, so you have to do that anyway. But if it has to do with me looking in and the embarrassment or whatever it is that it's going to cause you, if that's still going to be, can I really get out of that? Because there are people that are below? It's an interesting taina that he's trying to make. So how do we understand this? Was he going to be building the same exact same wall? So I guess that's what the response is. Right? The Haba Mina is that, again, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, you would have to protect yourself from, anyway, so if it was a Rishus HaYachid, I understand why I have to build. But in Rishus HaRabim, you have to protect yourself. So what does the Gemara say? So says the Gemara, Mao the same name is soap sof aboys the synonym is Rabin. Kamashbul on the Amarlay, Rabin, be Mama Khazali, below your low Khazali. They can only see me during the day. At the Mamma Bimbele Khazali. But again, I guess, there's not enough light for to see from the Rishis of Rabin up onto the roof. From roof to roof, maybe you can still see something. Inami. Rabim Kika Mina Khazili, Kia Sivna Lo Khazili. You can only see when I'm standing, when I'm sitting. At Khazisli Benki Kamina Benki Sivna. You see all the time. Rabim Kima Ainu Khazili, Kilo Mainu Khazili. They have to really be staring. At Mamila Nami Khazisli. But you are always able to see me. You're always able to see me. So what's the Gemara telling us? What's the Gemara teaching us? What's the Gemara teaching us? The Gemara wanted to say that if this is true, so Lemaisa, if there is a Rishus HaYachid in between, would he still have to force? Would he still be able to force one another? According to Abaye?
I think so.
Sounds like yes. It sounds like yes. All the Gemara is telling us is that by teaching it in the Rishus HaRabim, it taught us a chiddush that I otherwise would not know. Now, if they are too close to each other, then that will boil down to the machlokas between the Rishonim. According to Tosfos, if they're right next to each other, then there's not going to be an obligation, because then we're going to say that Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel plays a role. And since Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel said that by God getting next to each other, there's no hezekriya. And Tosfos understands that's because I can protect myself easily because you're right next to me. So then that's fine. So then I'm not going to have to do anything. But if, according to them, it's less distance than the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, but it's too far that I can't. Again, how exactly we determine that? So I mean, the Beis Din would have to figure it out. You know, if it's 10 amos or instead of 16 amos, whatever it is, then I would have to. And if you understand like the Rimagash, then maybe even if I'm close, but it's the type of roof which is much more chutzner-like, then I'm also going to be obligated. I'm also going to be obligated. Yeah.
Is possible to not argue with Rimagash, and you would agree that in a situation where there's a risk that you need more tzniut than you can demand, you both have at least.
It is possible that Tosos is not disagreeing with Rimagash, but I don't think it's possible that the Rimagash is not disagreeing with Tosos. Right? Meaning, for Tosos, it's going to come down to the issue of can I protect myself or can I not protect myself? So, if it's a kind of situation in which I'm going to be using it more, then protecting myself is going to be more difficult. But they are certainly disagreeing in the lumdus, in the conceptual behind it. Either way. Oh. And the but what else do you see? L'chora, and this the Yad Rama points out, right? Is again, what's the crux of the guy's taina? The crux of his taina is that I can force you as the co-gag person because you are inflicting more hezek on me than the Rishus HaRabim. What if that's not the case? What if we have a situation in which the potential impact of the other gag is going to be the same as the impact of the Rishus HaRabim? Then would I be able to force the other guy? Maybe not. Maybe not. That's what the Yad Rama says. Ishtaka chashta, it seems to emerge, to kolhecha dekaim and tarte rishuyos, when you have two properties, b'shnei tzidei rishus harabim, on two sides of the rishus harabim, lo mechayvin on lehu, the sluke hezek yirim edot, they don't have to take away the hezek yirim from each other, elo hecha denofesh hezeka dahai, dahai mazik, midibnei rishus harabim. Only in a situation in which the hezek that they're causing each other is more than the hezek of the Rishus HaRabim, are they going to be obligated? Are they going to be obligated to do it? But otherwise, not. Otherwise, not. Oh. Good? Oh. You flip quickly to the Rush. Says the Rush in... Tesvav, Sim Tesvav. Amr Abai, Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidei, Rishu Zerab, Zeh Osem Magal Chatzigag, Zeh Osem Magal Chatzigag, Zeh Shlok Zeh Umadif, Mayer, Rishu Zerab, Rishu Yachinami, Tekevan, Delo Smichi, Adad, Yafidu, Ein Mavsik, Benei, Melo Shizu Yachit, Ika Hezek Re'ia. Right, because if they are not next to each other, but not as far apart as Rishu Zerabim, There still should be Hezek Re'ia. Right? And the Hagan on the side points out the Gos Ashrin, Abba Babiz Gagin Jim Zebitzad Zed Lohabe Hezek Re'ia Shme Hezek. But again, we're going to remain consistent. That as opposed to in a chutzah, when they're next to each other, when there's hezek re'ia, you have to do something about it with the gag. If they're right next to each other, you don't have to do anything about it. Oh. So says the Rosh, Lomi bai ka'amar, Lomi bai rishad yachad abad ha'avid ha'afil rishad ha'rak, m'sat ha'chamin amar sof, boys yisru v'yishad ha'rabim, kamash malon, right? You have to protect yourself anyway from the people in the rishad ha'rabim. They can only see me at day, not at night. At, but you, below, you can also see me at night. But they should rob me, come in a chazuli, ki a sieve de lo chazuli. At, ki a sieve de nami chazuli, but they should rob me, I know chazuli, ki lo my no lo chazuli. Him lo my lo nami chazuli. Right? So there are three different things where you are more chamber. So Amar Mari says now, reads the Gemara like this. Omer Mar, Shnei Batim, the next gets into the next piece of the Gemara. Fine, let's hold off on that. But again, the Rush seems to be consistent with that thinking that if they're going to be next to each other, if they're going to be right next to each other, that you do not, that there would definitely not be Hezek Re'ia. Once there's distance that's created, then it's going to be more chamer. Good? Oh. Now, says the Gemara like this. Omer Mar. So again, this is reanalyzing part of the statement that we just had. Zeh semaka l'chatzi gago, v'zeh semaka l'chatzi gago, zeh shaloka neged zeh umadiv. Right? Abayi said that the solution is that they each have to build half a wall, or a little more than half a wall, not corresponding to one each other, to each other. So Gemara says pshita, isn't that obvious? What's obvious? If they're each causing damage to each other, and we have no option of building a joint wall, then why should anyone have to pay more than half a wall? So what's Abayi teaching me? Lotzricha dekadim chad minayu v'avad. Now the chiddush in the case where one of them started it. Mal the same name idach shkol uzinka v'avde at kulei kamash malan. The amrali at my time up mishim the misra ashisach anamay misra lei ashisai. So I might have said when one person starts it, the other guy can say, I know I have to pay, but just finish building the wall on your property. On your property. It's easier. Why is it easier? Somebody's going to learn, right? It's going to be hard. It's hard to get workers to do a small project. It's more expensive. So you already have it. You finish building and I'll pay for it. Kamash Malan, he says, no. Why don't you want to build the wall on your property? You don't want to build the wall on your property because the extra weight could potentially ruin the rest of the wall that's under the foundation. So I don't want that either. Says Rashi. Pshita dai paga vai paga. Lo tzvicha da kodim chad v'abedidei. Maka l'chatzi gaga kodim shebo le beizden. Before he was going to come to Beizden and force the guy, he already started building. And then he wants the other guy to pay. To build on his own, I'm sorry. So I might have thought that once you start, he should finish and I only pay half. Ozinka is the cost. So the Tosfos here again quoted the Rashbam, quoted in Rashi. Wants a little bit more of an explanation to what's going on here. Right? Rashi set it up as that he came to Beis Din, and then once he came to Beis Din, I would have thought that I had a valid taina. What does one have to do with the other? What does one have to do with the other? De'ilo kodim elabal Beis Din al isek hamayka. If he would have just come to Beis Din, we'll have to deal with this. For those that wrote to Lasos Pigago, Pshita de Beis Din osep shor b'nei Lasos kolef v'chatzi maka o echa gasa kulo v'chadir gasa schar horos ash yuso. Avahasha de kodim yochaliton idach ilo kadanta osi hayisi osa kulo b'gagi. Avalachatzoin lo avidna de trichali lakzor achar poil and mishvil dover muat. What's bothering the Rashbam? What's bothering the Rashbam is what's pshat in the Gemara? What's the chiddush over here? And the Gemara is saying that the chiddush is that, once he started building it, I would have said, why would I have thought that? Why would I have thought that I could tell you that, meaning the Kamash one is obvious. Kamash one is obvious. That you don't want the whole wall. The Ritva asks, what are the Vinyona? Right? No. Yeah, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, why doesn't have a taina? Like, I don't want to lose the space of the wall. So the answer to that is because you have to build a maka anyway, just not as high. So you wouldn't lose it just because of the halacha maka. So you're not losing any space. You're only losing space up. You're not losing any space down. So that's not the taina of the Gemara. So the only taina that the Gemara brings is I don't want to have to pay for half. So what's the hava mina? So that's what Rashbam explains. So says the Rashbam, what the hava mina is that before it comes to Beis Din, I could have told you it's a pain to have it. It's aesthetically not pleasing. It's a pain to get workers to build up for a small project. And I can say I would have done it on my property had you not started. And now I'm stuck. So let me at least pay you. And you know what? I might even pay you for the damage that's going to cause to your wall. Kamash Malan, we don't believe that you would have taken it. Meaning you're clean now after it's ready to be done. If it's before, then the aura of what the Rashbam is saying, I could say, I'm willing to build the whole thing on mine. I don't want half a million yours. You just pay me. And the aura, you can say that. But once you already started building, I can't say that anymore. So now I'm going to say, why can't I flip it onto you and say that you're going to be required to finish building it and I will pay the costs. Kamash Malan, what's the Kamash Malan? It's not like the Kamash Malan is that we don't believe your Taina. We don't accept it. Right? Toso says, Mao de Se Machel Neshko Zinko Vim Tomar, Veheka Vesalka Daidak. How would we ever have thought that Matsu Lemer Hachi, that he could say this? Da'atum Mishum Nekadam Zev Asa, Hura Koko, Vyoka Lidko Zel Asa Skola Kosel. What kind of Havamin is it? Oh, you started it, so now you have to finish the project. Why? I was starting because of you. Oh, pay me. And but are you going to save money? A, because now we only have to build 100% of the wall. Now we're building 102% of the wall, 110% of the wall because of the hadafa. So we're each paying extra. And it costs more to get the workers to do the smaller project. There is no taina on the guy for starting to do it, on his own. It's an interesting of the Gemara, and therefore the conclusion of the Gemara is that they're on the same footing, and. And the taina that he's making, or that he wants to make, and says, oh, I would have done the whole thing myself, and now you force yourself to, that taina is not believed. Why? Again, I guess it's just not strong enough. It's not strong enough. He may have done that, but that's not enough to be motzi even this person, and therefore Bezin's going to go with the pshara approach. The pshara approach is that each one has to do half.